弟兄姊妹早。
Good morning。
刚刚弟兄带我们读了这些圣经。
We just read these verses。
都是这个在生命记的记载。
They're all recorded in the book of Deuteronomy。
是当摩西受到神的呼召，带领以色列的百姓出了埃及。
When Moses was called by God to let Israel out of Egypt,
40年后,
after 40 years,
他们来到了摩亚平原,
they came to the wilderness of Moab.
年长一代的, 就是当初跟着摩西一起出埃及的这一些以色列的百姓们,
the other generation which came out of Egypt with Moses.
因着悖逆跟因着景象都倒多半都倒闭在旷野里。
Because of their rebellion and hard neck, they just fell in the wilderness.
等到新的一代，感谢主，还是要达到神自己起初召他们出来埃及的目的，就是迦南美地。
But thanks to the Lord, he will fulfill his will in the new generation.
当他们征战有点得胜，要过约旦河的时候
，when they have won many battles and they want to cross the river Jordan，
摩西在这里再一次向他们说话
，and Moses spoke again to them。
神第一次在西乃山下向他们说话
，God firstly speak to Moses。And Israel's on the mountain of Sinai.
神第二次在借着摩西向在摩亚平原向他们说话。
This is the second time God speaks to Israel through Moses.
天哪，要听。
Oh heaven, hear.
地呀，也要听。
Oh earth, hear.
我们刚刚唱那首诗歌的时候，我里面很有感觉。
I was deeply moved when we.Just sang this song.
神把我们这样子爱我们，挽回我们，放在他的里面。
God loved us so and wants to hide us in Him.
他自己成了我们的供应。
He is provide everything for us.
成了所有信他的人的父。
He is the Father of all who believe Him.
天上的父。
Heavenly Father.
可是等到刚刚弟兄带我们做到他摩西在摩亚平原再一次向他们讲话的时候
But when Moses spoke again to the Israelites on the wilderness of Moab,
他是磐石
He is the rock.
他的作为是完全的
His work is perfect.
他所行的无不公平是诚实无伪的神
There's no injustice.
是公义的又正直的
His upright and righteousness.
可是在这个弯曲乖僻的世代
But in this wicked generation,
向他行事邪僻有这个弊病的就不是他的儿女吗女儿们
Those who rebel against him is not his children.
他说愚昧无知的民啊你们这样报答耶和华吗
See that?He said that, O foolish people, how you just act against your Lord.
他岂不是你们的父吗?
He is your father.
我觉得我实在里面觉得感动。神这样子爱他们。
I felt God loved them so.
如果一个正常的家庭
If we are in a normal family,
神借着摩西的口说出这位做父亲的心意。
Through the mouth of Moses, God spoke the heart of a father.
你们是这样对待父亲吗?
How you treated the father?
不要忘记了。
Don't forget me.
神借着摩西说话。
God spoke through Moses.
不是仅仅要责备他们。
Not just to scold them.
他说我要在这里如我的言语要滴落如露如细雨降在嫩草上
Here it says Let my teaching drops as the rain
如甘露降在菜蔬中
My speech distills as a dew, as a droplet on the fresh grass.
摩西在这里向以色列百姓的第二代, 当他们要进入迦南美地之前, 再一次向他说话。
Moses spoke to the second generation before they entered the land of Canaan.
他的目的,
what is his purpose?
是要神的儿女们,
so that the children of God,
这个全新的一代,
the completely new generation,
能够在灵里面能够苏醒,
that they can be quickened in the heart, in
生命能够得喂养,
so that they can be, they have life.
要得滋润,
that they can have the riches in the life.
好像滴落如露,
just like the distilled, distilled as the dew.
他的话好像细雨降在嫩草上,
just like the droplets on the fresh grass.
要像甘露降在菜蔬中,
just as a shower on the herb.
要他们生命得到滋润,
so that their lives can have providence.
要苏醒他们的灵魂,
so their soul can be quickened.
好叫他们能够长大成人,
so that they can grow.
能够满心知道父神的心意,
so that they can know the heart, know the will of the Father.
能够完全信靠这个磐石,
to rely on him, rely on the rock completely.
不离开他的恩典,
and never left his grace.
这是父亲的爱,
this is the love of the Father.
我们在接受管教的时候,
when we are disciplined by the Lord,
忘记了神是爱,
we forgot God is love.
神在他的爱里面来挽回我们的心,
in his love he turned us back,
叫我们的心能够体贴父神的心意,
so that we can understand the heart of the Father.
他在这里宣告,
he proclaimed,
他是磐石,
he is the rock.
他提醒他们,
he reminded them,
神是他们的父,
God is their Father,
是他将你买赎回来的,
who redeemed them,
归给他的,
and brought them to him.
是他建立你的,
he made them,
是他造你的,
he created them.
他说, 耶和华的份本是他的百姓,
Jehovah's portion is his people.
他的产业就是雅各,
his inheritance is Jacob.
天上有这样子的父亲啊, 我想我们真的蒙福。
We have such a heavenly Father.
在这个社,
we have an earthly Father.
在这个社会里不容易看见。
It's very hard to see in such a society.
这个, 我记得孩子们念高中初中的时候,
I remember when my children were in junior high.
因为他们在外面读书的同学, 西国的朋友们,
so there's a, they have a lot of American friends.
也我不能说他们是外国人, 我们是中国人,
so I can't say they're foreigners, because actually we are foreigners.
他说, 你是不是也要像他们一样, kick them out, kick us out.
So one time I asked them, do you want to kick us out like the others?
因为在他们在一般的 习惯里面, 当他们年长, 自己做事, 自己独立, 自己就生活, 自己就赚钱,
because in their custom, when they grown up, they will just they have their own thing to do. They will just work by themselves and make money by themselves and everything by themselves.
不说独立不好,
I'm not saying that independence is not good.
我说这种感觉好像没有了,
but I don't have such a feeling.
神说叫他们离开父的家庭,
God said they left the family of the Father.
人离开父母与妻子合而为一,
man left father and mother and to be united with wife.
但是并不是叫他们弃绝他们的父亲,
but it's not to forsake the father and mother.
背逆他们的父亲,
to rebel against father and mother.
早上我们来的这时候, 看到欧阳弟兄在做饭,
this morning when we when I came, I saw Brother Ouyang is cooking.
你知道母亲节谁做饭吗?
Do you know who cooked during the Mother's Day?
一个姊妹问她的孩子说, 今天是谁做饭呢?
Sister asked his children, who will cook today?
My dad.
The children answered, 爸爸做。
Yeah. 父亲的爱。
That is the love of the Father.
父亲节，把神把这样一句话放在我们面前。
In Father's Day, God put such a word, such a verse in my heart.
求圣灵在我们里面说话。
May Holy Spirit speak in us.
启示他的自己。
Reveal Himself.
很难得，我们弟兄，五雷弟兄的父亲在这里。
Our brother, Lay's father is here.
刘云的父亲在这里。
Sister Liu Ying's father is here also.
有些家庭能够有这样的机会。
Some families have such an opportunity.
盼望我们更多的能够借着人的关系，更体会我们跟神的关系。
Maybe through the relationship between in our families to understand our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
神告诉他们说。
God told them.
他说，你们耶和华使他乘驾在高处。
The Lord alone led them.
吃田间的土产。
He made them ride on the height of the land and fed them with the fruit of the fields.
又使他在磐石中掐蜜。
He nourished them with honey from the rock.
也从坚石中吸油。
And with oil from the flinty.
也吃牛的奶油、羊的奶、羊羔的脂油、巴山所出的公牛、公绵羊和山羊与上好的麦子，还喝葡萄酒的汁、葡萄汁酿的酒。
With curds and milk from the from herb and flock, and with flattened lamb and goats, with choice of ram of Bashan and the finest kernel of wheat, you drank the foaming blood of the grape.
从磐石中吃蜜。
Honey nourish them from honey from the rock.
这个磐石是指着那个高的磐石。
This rock is a high rock.
是讲的那一个摩西当过了西乃山，过去又百姓又闹着喝水，摩西神叫摩西吩咐磐石的那个高磐石。
Here the rock refers to the high rock where they, after the mountain of Sinai, when the Lord asked Moses to strike the rock and command the rock, the water flow from the rock. That is that high rock.
他说要做这个磐石高磐石里面吃蜜。
And from this high rock, they will get honey.
在坚石中，这个石头是就是低磐石。
And here, there's another rock here. It's talking about the flinty crack.
在这个磐石
lower rock.
要 suck oil.
So, from this rock, they will suck oil.
神在这里喂他们。
God feed them.
借着磐石来喂养他们。
Through the rock, God feed them.
今天的解释。
In today's translation.
高磐石。
The high rock
升天的基督
refers to
the ascended Christ, 复活的基督
the resurrected Christ.
他供应我们这个生命
He feed us.
低磐石
the lower rock.
神道成了肉身，成了人的样子
refers to the word become flesh.
来买赎人
to redeem us.
叫人能够在他里面得享一切的丰富
so we can have all the richness in him.
都在基督里
or in Christ.
他就是磐石
He is the rock.
基督就是这个磐石
Christ is the rock.
这个磐石是指的基督讲的
This cross, this rock, talks about Christ.
跟他讲说耶稣人呐、啊、渐渐的肥胖
So here Moses said that the Jeshurun got fat.
粗壮
AndThey filled with food.
Yeah. 然后它光润
heavy and slick.
这个光润呢，这个、中文翻成光润，它英文是叫做 heavy.
In English, it's translated as heavy.
你们看过那个 baby 啊，好几个 baby 啊。
Have you seen some of the babies in us?
渐渐的肥胖。
So they grew fat.
粗壮。
And heavy.
It's filled with food.
English here says filled with food.
光滑。
Slick.
那个胖到 heavy 以后也会光滑。
Not only heavy, but also slick.
然后他踢跳奔跑。
And kicked.
他虽然得到神的丰富，神的喂养。
Even they got the richness of God.
摩西在这里告诉他。
Moses told them.
他便离弃造他的神，轻看他的磐石。
He abandoned the God who made him and rejected the rock, his savior.
以色列人得了宝珠。
And the Israelites, they got the richness.
忘了神的恩典。
But they forgot the grace of God.
他们开始走自己以为正的路。
They started to walk the way they think is right.
他们去敬拜别的神。
They worship foreign idols.
轻忽生养他的磐石。
They abandoned the rock who gave him them first.
轻看。
They forsake.
他忘掉了产他的神。
They forgot God who gave them first.
忘掉那一个经过惨痛的那一位生他的神。
They forgot the God who suffered the pain of birth.
所以说他在这里呼吁他的百姓。
So,Moses here called his people.
唯愿他们有智慧。
He made them have the wisdom.
能明白这个事情。
To understand this fact.
思想他们的结局。
To thought about their end.
到底是谁把他们落在因着他悖逆的光景以后，他们落在那样的一个困苦光景的里面呢？
How come they fell into such a difficult situation?
把他们交在敌人的手中呢？
Who gave them into the hands of the enemies?
他说，若不是他们的磐石卖了他们，若不是耶和华交出他们，
if not the God, their rock forsake them,
一个人只能够追赶千人呢？
How could one man chase 1,000 or two put 10,000 to flight?
两个人整个使万人能够逃跑呢？
How two can put 10,000 to flight?
他连他的仇敌都倒过来讲说，他们的磐石不如我们的磐石。
Even their enemies said that their rock is not as good as ours.
以色列的人借着磐石的这个例子说出那个他跟神的关系。
Through this example of this rock, shows the relationship between the Israelites and God.
但是这一位生他的磐石，
but the rock who gave them birth,
产他的神，
the God who begot them,
管教他们，
disciplined them,
是出于神的手，
it is out of the hand of the Lord,
是神的爱，
it is out of the love of the Lord.
等到后来告诉他说，耶和华看见他百姓没有能力的时候。
And later it says here that the Lord will judge his people and his compassion on his servants when he sees their strength is gone.
有个故事，一个浪子浪荡在外面。
There was a story when a son went out of home.
他自己还以为他有办法。
He thought he had his own way.
他就出去。离开家了。
He went out, left home.
他在外面一直沦落到吃到猪屎、豆荚。
He fell in such a difficulty that he had to eat the food for pigs.
他才想起来，我父家中各样都有啊，我为什么到外面来这样子？
Not until then he remembered that I have my father's family have a lot of servants. Why I'm here?
是耶和华在这个时候看见他们百姓毫无能力的时候。
When Jehovah God thought his people have no power.
说无论困苦的、自由的都没有剩下的。
And no one is left, neither slave nor free.
他就必为他们来伸冤。
And the Lord will judge his people.
然后为他的仆人后悔。
And have compassion on his servants.
这个就是刚刚弟兄带我们读的《生命记》32章。
These are the verses that we just read in the book of Deuteronomy.
当他 把他们带回来的时候，为他们伸冤的时候
，When he brought them back and judged them，
他们就知道我唯有我，唯有神是神。
They would know that only God is God。
在我以外，并无别神。
There's no God apart from me。
摩西向以色列众人说完了这一切的话。
After Moses spoke all these words to the Israelites，
又加上一个加了一句。
He also said a few more words。
我今天所警教你们的。
And these words I speak today，
你们都要放在心上。
You shall put in your hearts。
要吩咐你们的子孙谨守遵行这律法上的话。
That you need to tell your children to follow, to obey the words.
他告诉他为什么。
And Moses told them why.
这不是虚空跟你们没有关的，是跟你有关的。
That is not the vain words.
是跟你们生命有关的。
That is to do with your life.
是叫你们将来过去到约旦河为业的地上，要因这个世子的日子而得以长久的。
When you across the Jordan River and come to the land of Canaan, that this life will, these words will give you life.
请我们翻到哥林多前书。
Let us turn to the book of Corinthians.
我们一起读一段圣经。
Let us read a verse together.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
我们先读第一到第四节
Verse 1 to 4。
到了新约的时候，圣灵借着保罗向他的哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹说话。
In the time of the New Testament, Holy Spirit spoke to the brothers in Corinthians through Paul.
保罗写信给哥林多的教会。
Paul wrote to the Church of Corinthians.
就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。
And the saints in Corinthians called to be saints.
以及在所有住在各处求告我主耶稣之名的人。
And all saints in all places that call on the name of the Lord.
基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。
Christ is your Lord and our Lord.
他跟他们说。
And Paul said here,
弟兄们,
brothers,
我不愿意你们不晓得,
for I do not want you to be unaware.
我们的祖宗从前都在云下, 都从海中经过,
that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
都在云里, 海里, 受洗归了摩西,
and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
并且都吃了一样的灵食。
And all ate the same spiritual food.
也都喝了一样的灵水。
And all drank the same spiritual drink.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石。
For they were drinking from a spiritual rock which followed them.
那个磐石就是基督。
And the rock was Christ.
之后他又告诉他们。
And after that, Paul said,
但是,
nevertheless,
他们中间多半是神不喜欢的。
With most of them, God was not well pleased.
所以就在旷野倒闭。
For they were laid low in the wilderness.
这些事都是我们的见解。
Now these things happen as examples for us.
叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋。
So that we would not crave evil things as they were craved.
也不要拜偶像。
And do not be idolaters.
像他们有人拜。
As some of them were.
第八节。我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了两万三千人。
Nor let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day.
也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。
Nor let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents.
你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
Nor grumble as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the end of the ages has come.
所以
Therefore,
自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
No temptation has overtaken you but such as common to man.
神是信实的。
And God is faithful.
必不叫你们受试探，过于你所能受的。
Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
But with the temptation, will provide a way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it.
我们刚刚从埃及回来，这不太讲的不太好。
We were just back from Egypt.
我们感谢主，有四位弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, there are four brothers and sisters.
我们这一次有机会跟随同，一共有四十八九位的弟兄姊妹一起去走摩西带领以色列人走的摩西那个旷野42站的道路。
We had the opportunity to went to Egypt and walk through the ways that Moses walked through in the wilderness.
Yes. 感谢主，我自己个人在这一趟旅程的里面
，Thank the Lord that through this journey，
有一些些领受
，I got some from the Lord。
那个磐石就是基督
，The rock that rock was Christ。
他把我们藏身在他的里面
，He had us in Him。
他希望我们不要离开他
，And let us not。To leave him.
就再三地提醒我们。
He reminded us again and again.
所以你我不是在领受一个教条。
We are not just to receive a doctrine.
我们领受的就是耶稣基督的自己。
What we receive is Christ himself.
借着他，我们跟神有一个亲密的关系。
So we'll have an intimate relation with God through him.
他是我们的父，我们是他的儿女。
He is our father and we are his son.
我有几张图片想介绍给弟兄姊妹。
I have several pictures that I want to show here.
这个是埃及现今天的地图。
This is the map for the Egypt nowadays.
我们坐飞机到开罗。
We took the airplane to Cairo.
然后过红海。
And through the Red Sea.
然后顺着这个他以色列人曾经走过的路，在考古学家、历史学家不管的印证下，我们从这里一直走到这边的西乃山，然后到以寻加别绕上去，希望能够到加底斯，但是我们没有进去。然后从这个 El Arish 就是埃及的小国，也就是迦南的南界，从这里然后再回到开罗，之后我们坐飞机从这里像以色列人走的路一样回到坐到安曼，就是今天约旦的首都，再从安曼回到米甸的旷野，就是当时摩西40岁以前都在埃及，他是埃及土生，但是长了40年之后他就逃到米甸的旷野，在那里结了婚，娶了妻子，但是有一天他从这里到了西乃山何烈山，他在这里神向他显现，看到荆棘在燃烧中却不被烧毁sorry
so we walked through the ways according to what was recorded on the scripture how the Israelites went through the wilderness through a particular way and we walked through that way
The English speaker, I really apologize for not translating deep in the details.
很抱歉没有把细节都讲出来。
但是 I hope the Holy Spirit will interpret really what God meaning into your heart.
但愿圣灵在我们当中做解释的工作。
Okay, 请下一张。
Next page.
这个是西乃的半岛的地势图。
Peninsula of Sinai, Mount Sinai.
这个这样子看比较好看，但是它的顺序应该是这样子的哈。
So we just turn the direction so it's easier to look, but actually it's the other way.
它是一个倒三角形的。
Yeah, it's like a triangle.
这个地方是这个苦湖。
Here's a bitter lake.
这边现在就是所谓的苏伊士运河。
This is a Swiss canal.
所以说苏伊士运河实际上是连接地中海跟这边的苏伊士湾，也就是红海湾。
So actually, the Swiss the canal connects the Red Sea and the Mediterranean.
那奇妙的时候，在当时的时候，这边事实上也有一条运河。
So actually, in the ancient days, there is also a canal here.
是古埃及的时候，他们所一条运河。
Which the Egyptians they will go through this.
So 考古学家发现了这一条。
So archaeologists found such a canal.
因此，他们能够定巴利喜芬的位置。
So that they can pinpoint where the Parasiphon is.
所以，他们能够知道以色列人到底在哪一个段落过红海。
So they can know where exactly the Israelites they cross the Red Sea.
因为在我们的想象里面，总是过一个有芦草的围海、浅海，能走过去就可以了。
So in our minds, we thought it's just a shallow reed sea.
可是我们看见的那个苦湖，也是过红海的地方，实在是一个很宽广的水域。
But we saw the Bitter Lake, which is the actual place where Israelites cross the Red Sea. It's a very wide water.
神兴起东风，让水分开。
So there's an east wind that the water was split.
弟兄跟我们说明。
The brother explained to us.
他说神迹的后面不可能离开事实，大自然的实际。
Miracles of God can't be apart from the natural law.
这个科学家们在实验室里做实验。
Scientists make experiments in their lab.
当风速到达某一个风速往一个方向吹若干的时间的时候。
When the wind, when the speed of the wind reach certain velocity,
能够把海岸线的海水倒退多少里？
And for a certain period of time, that the seawater will back.
我们从这边出来，然后经过苏格以林，再经过这里是就是西乃山的山脉，一共有17座山峰。
Yeah, we come from Soga and to Irin and to the Mount Sinai. There's about 17 mountains there.
西乃山的山峰事实上是在西乃山脉里面第二高的高峰。
So the actual Mount Sinai is about the second one among the 13 peaks.
之后我们从这边出去到这个哈喜路。
Then we're from here to Hasra.
因为今天他们还没有找到就是以色列过了西乃以后领受律法以后到这边当他们再喊要吃肉神降鹌鹑给他时候肉还在牙缝里的时候神就用击杀他们。
So this is the next stop after the Mount Sinai and where they want to eat meat.
因为过了西乃半岛
after the Mount Sinai
他们像一个军队
the army of God
是整齐的
they'reIt's in right order.
他们是神的见证，因为有约柜在他们当中。
They became the testimony of God because the tabernacle is among them.
当他们失去神的见证的时候
，When they lost the testimony of God,
神就在这里管教他们。
Then God disciplined them.
当他们走上去到了加底斯
，And they went up to Kadesh.
从这里就可以上迦南。
And from there, they can go to Canaan.
他们放了十个探子上去。
And they put 10 spies there.
结果他们说里面有亚纳人，他们跟蚱蜢一样小，所以亚纳都是巨人，所以他们不敢上去。
And the message back was there were all giants there.
结果以色列人在这里旷野，叫做漂流高原，漂流了38年。
So they just wandered in this wilderness for 38 years.
等到第一代的人都过去了。
After the first generation were all gone.
当时还是有几位在。
Only a few left.
他们就 在还是按照神起初的心意，要他们从这边到迦南地，所以他们从这边绕过去到迦南地。
Still according to the original will of God, the what left and the new generation they went through across the river Jordan.
因为这里是以东。
They go from Edom.
摩亚。
Moab.
神不愿意让他们从那里通过。
And God don't want them to go through these lands.
所以他从绕道过去。
So they go around. They went around it.
Okay, 我们看看下一章。
Let's see next one.
请你 zoom 一下好了。他从这里出去之后，到这边就到了摩亚的平原。
So through here to the plain of Moab.
他们在这里的时候领受了律法。
They got, God gave them the law.
神约定他们在这里跟他们相会。
And they saw God, meet God there.
刚刚我们读的《生命记》三十二篇，《生命记》的整个《生命记》。
We just read the Deuteronomy.
摩西在这里再一次的跟他以色列人第二代的人再一次说。
It was here that Moses spoke again to the second generation.
是同样的话。
The same words.
叫他们遵守律法。
So that they will obey the law of God.
律法的总结就是你们要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你们的神。
The law can be summarized to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength.
你们也要彼此相爱。
And love each other.
这个路线图不是最完全的。
This is not the perfect one.
因为解经的有许许多多不同的解释。
Because there's a lot of explanations.
但是这是我们出去，这个是我们的教材，只是拿来作为参考。
These were the materials that we used.
好，我们再看下一章。这是米甸旷野。
This is the wilderness of Midian.
我们那天晚上坐了 bus 到这里是到这个米甸旷野。米甸旷野就是当时摩西逃到米甸旷野。
This is the wilderness of Midian. We took bus to there. This is the place where Moses, when he fled from Egypt, he went to this place.
我们相信摩西的诗篇九十篇就是在这个地方写，在这一个米甸旷野写的。
We believe that Psalm 90 was written here.
OK, 请再下一章。这个是我的爱人。
This is my lover.
但是米甸的旷野的四周都是巨盘，都是磐石。
You can see the huge rocks here.
所以说磐石对于摩西来讲，其实他天天四十年都在这里看。
Moses saw those huge rocks day by day for about 40 years.
不像我跟我爱人只在那边待了一个晚上。
We just spent about a night there.
我们四位弟兄姊妹在那里啊，他们叫我们是四活物。
We have four brothers and sisters. They call us the four living creatures.
No reason. 好，下一章。这个是我们的旅馆。我们住在帐篷里面。
This is our hotel.
Yeah, 当我们早上起来的时候发现，不是当天晚上也看见了，就是说原来是有个巨盘。
Next morning we found out this is a huge rock.
磐石。
Rock.
OK. 再下一张。摩西在埃及看到是什么呢？金字塔。
This is what Moses saw in Egypt.
摩西学会了一切的学问。
The pyramid.
在埃及。
Moses learned all kinds of knowledge.
但是我们去埃及看，98%都是黄澄澄的撒哈拉大沙漠。
But when we went to Egypt, all we can see is yellow sand.
只有在尼罗河这个肥沃的地方有绿的。
Only by the banks of the river Nile, there's green color.
当时尼罗河的西边就是木乃伊，就是金字塔。
West of Nile are these pyramids.
所以当有导游介绍我们说，尼罗河的西边都是死的，尼罗河东边才是活的。
So the guy told us that west of Nile are dead and east of Nile are the alive.
摩西在埃及学尽了，但是他所看见的都是人造的。
All Moses saw in Egypt are man-made.
人发现神的，人的发现。
Our discovery of man.
弟兄告诉我们说，不要忘记了，他们好几代都已经到了。亚伯拉罕下过埃及，以后雅各下到埃及，以这个 以撒他被卖到埃及，约瑟被卖到埃及，所以在埃及还做了宰相。他们一在出埃及以前，一共在埃及待了430年。
So brother reminded us that the forefathers of Israelites, they all went to Egypt before, like Abraham, like Joseph, like Jacob, and they stayed there about 430 years before they went out of Egypt.
神允许他们到埃及。
God allowed them to go to Egypt.
但是并不要他留在埃及。
But that was not God's purpose.
但是却需要这个环境让他们能够生养众多，因为那里有米有水，没有。
Yeah. There needs to be an environment that they can have many offsprings.
当他们长大到一个程度的时候，但是他们就想说，那反正我就变成这里，我就在这里安定下来好了。
When they grew into a certain degree, they already thought they are just a part of this land.
但神叫他们再继续长大，往前，一直到神所应许那块地。
But God wanted them to grow more to the point that they can enter the land, the promised land.
神也借着他的环境，让法老开始让他奴隶他们，让他们做砖而不给草。
And God rose situation
在做奴隶
so that they were slaves there and the Pharaoh treat them harshly.
所以借着这样的一个启示
through this revelation,
有一个姊妹在问
a sister asked me,
弟兄你在跟谁做事啊？
Brother, who you worked for?
你是为法老打工吗？
Worked for Pharaoh?
还是为神的心意在生活？
Or lived for God?
OK, 下一章。
Next.
这个是法老村，在当地有个地方，它写明这是尼罗河，然后在这里他们，这就是所谓的蒲草，然后做他们来做纸。
So this is the Pharaoh's village. They call this Pharaoh's village. And they marked this river to be the Nile. And you can see the reed here by the river.
摩西被从小的时候不是要被他就放在那个蒲草的那一个做的一个篮子里面。
That is the material that made the case to hold Moses when he was a baby.
OK, 再下一张。米甸的旷野里面这个磐石是有裂缝的。
You can see that in this huge rock has a crack there.
我们住的这个磐石有裂缝的。
So just by our tent, you can see this huge rock. There's a crack there.
我不是说这是基督。
I'm not saying this is Christ.
但是我在这里面坐的时候，我很觉得有一个这个很热。
When we were there, it was very hot.
我们再看下一张。这是在磐石的缝中。
This is in the crack of the.
就是在那个裂缝里面呢，我们可以走到里面，可以坐在这里，在早上在这里吃饭。外面有炎热太阳，在里面没有啊。
We can actually enter the rock and put down our tables there.
摩西写九十篇的时候
，When Moses wrote Psalm 90,
曾经说过一句话。
He said.
他说：“求神，你照我们，你加给我们受苦的日子跟磨难的年岁，叫我们能够喜乐。”
According to the days that you have given us that we suffered, please give us joy.
如果我们接着九一，接着九十一篇来念的话，
if we after that.
他说他是我们的山寨，是我们的避难所。
He said he is our fortress and he is our refuge.
我想时间关系没有时间讲很多哈，交通我想这个叫我有点体会那个磐石，所以我今天在恩典里面交通一点住的磐石。
After seeing this, you may have some understanding of the huge rock.
所以这是磐石裂缝安息。好，下一章。等到我们这个是西乃山。
This is Mount Sinai.
的前山。
This is the fore part of it.
弟兄姊妹将近五十个人，每一个人都骑了一颗骆驼。
We had about 50 brothers and sisters, and we go by camels.
像当时刚刚弟兄带我们念的民数记一样，他们从利非定。到西乃山，西乃的旷野。
we just walk through the past just like we read from the book of Numbers.
当我们翻过来的时候，
after we arrive here,
看到这一个西乃的盘西乃西乃山，这个西乃的旷野。
Okay, and this wilderness of Sinai.
Okay, 再下一张。这就是我们教材中的一个图片，就西乃山的前山。那以色列人呢，当时在这边搭营，就是在这个地方。那科学家跟考古学家去求证，要在西乃半岛里面找到一个可以容纳200人的地方，有啊200万人，我说200人的。
So here is actually the Mount Sinai, and you can see the plan underneath it. It's about a place that can hold about 200 million people.
这个
2 million.
我很小心啊，我讲错太错。
一个减了一百，一个加了
下一张啊。这个西乃山本身呢，其实是有前山跟后山。刚刚我们看见的呢，就是这一个前山。
So you can see there's a this is just a picture showing the Mount Sinai have a front part and back part.
后面是后山。
And this is the back part.
前山跟前山后山大概有2700尺。
So it's about 2,700.
前山是2000尺的高度。
So the front part about 2,000.
中间有个平台。
So there's a platform.
这个之间差了700尺。
So there are about 700.
以色列人在这里搭营。
So Israelites camped here.
他们要按照圣经的讲说，摩西举手，他们都能够看得见。能够同时在这里不来到神的面前，不被神的面光跟他们讲话来击杀。
According to the scripture, that they should see Moses when Moses raised his hand.
是因为这里有一个磐石。
And because here there's a huge rock.
帮他们，所以当他看到神的光的时候，照不直接照到，都是反射出去的。
So the God's light wouldn't be seen by them directly.
所以我们能够来到神的面前。
We can come before the Lord.
是因为这一个磐石。
Because there's a rock there.
是因为基督的血。
Because of the blood of Christ.
是被他的血遮盖。
Because we were covered by the blood.
以色列72长老在这个平台上面。
So Israel, they have 70 elders just stood on this platform.
摩西上到山顶。
And Moses came to the peak.
第一次他在隐蔽之处。
First he's in a secret place.
当他再一次拿，因为第一次他的这个老百姓们都下面拜金牛犊，所以他就把法板摔坏了，摔碎了，然后把金牛犊磨了，放丢在河里面。
The first time the Israelites they worshipped the golden cow and this is the second time.
当摩西再上去的时候，在第二次拿到带了法板上去的时候
，When Moses get up again,
他说他神告他，我把你藏在磐石洞穴的里面，我经过的时候，我遮盖你。
And God told Moses that I will hide you in the rock.
摩西当时70个长老所有能够上去，按照圣经。
According to the scripture, there are 70 elders.
因为他们上去之前，摩西在那里献祭。
Before they went up to the mountain, Moses
撒血。
Moses offered sacrifice there.
Yes.
And the shed blood.
所以说，他们带着血的印记上去的。
So when they went up, they had the marks of the blood.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So Bible told us.
70长老在那里又吃又喝。
The 70 elders, they eat and drink there.
来观看神。
And they watch God.
当时天都变了，你看到吗？都变成不是在震动，不是在这个，因为在这一个血的遮盖的里面。
And the sky changed.
OK, 再一张。我很快的哈，我们这个是摩西山，就是刚刚我们讲的西乃山，这是前山，这是后山的山顶，这个是山腰，也就是这个70个长老的地方。
This is again a picture of the Mount of Moses or Mount of Sinai viewing from top.
一个是左边，一个是右边。
you can see left and right.
左边我们高弟兄跟这个吴浩弟兄早上一点半起来，他们上了这个山，上去然后到了山，有没有到山顶？到了山顶了，所以详细情形问他。
So Brother Carl and Brother Wu Hao, they went up1 o'clock in the morning and climbed the mountain.
也问高弟兄啊。
So they knew all the details. Asked them about.
第二天清晨，我们跟其他的另外一半的弟兄姊妹从这里上去。
Other brothers and sisters, we went through another route.
据地理环境考古，他们讲这是摩西第二次，就是当初下山的时候的地方。
So according to the archaeology, that this is probably where Moses came down from the mountain.
这里他们在这里拜金牛犊。
And Israelites they worshipped the golden cow there.
Okay. 下一张请。这个整个的大概 layout 这样的，这里是个摩西山，这是法拉山，这个是迪尔山，这个迪尔山就是摩西的帐篷的地方。那这里本身就是他们搭营的地方，也是一个天露天的讲堂。
Here you can see the whole layout of these mountains, and there's a big place where is well the Israelites there listen to the word of God.
OK, 再下一张。这个是从正面去看。
This is viewing from the front.
这就是迪尔山，摩西搭摩西的帐幕。
Well,
会幕。
Moses' tabernacle is.
这个是摩西下山的地方。
This is where Moses came down from the mountain.
这边现在有一个修道院。
There's a monastery there.
Yeah. 那这是法拉山，这是一个巨盘。
So here's a huge rock.
我又看到一个大磐石。
I saw another huge rock.
我们来到神的面前听神的话。
We come before the Lord and listen His words.
但是往往忽略了在神的话的后面，神的话、神的律法实在是神的要求。
The word of God, His law are actually what He required from us.
当我们看到这个巨盘的时候。
And we saw this huge rock.
原来这个律法里面是带着恩典的。
We saw that there's grace in this law.
律法是叫我们知罪。
The law will make us know that we sinned.
没有律法就没有人知道有错。
Without law, we don't know we are sinners.
可是我们能够来到神的面前，听见神的话。
But we can come before the Lord and listen His word.
确实在神的恩典巨盘基督的面前。
Because of His grace, because of this rock.
所以今天新约的人，我们在这里说。
So in today, in the time of the New Testament.
我们是来到神施恩的宝座前。
So we can see that we come before His merciful seat.
蒙连续。
To get mercy.
得恩惠。
And grace.
做应时的帮助。
To be our timely help.
OK, 下一章。我们上了尼坡山。
So we went to the Mount of Nebo.
这就是当时我们讲在摩亚平原，摩西在借着写生命记，再一次把神的心意告诉他的儿女。
This is probably close to where Moses wrote the book of Deuteronomy.
在这个位置，我们可以看到耶利哥、耶路撒冷，整个这个迦南。
In this place, we can see Jericho and Jerusalem.
好，再下一张。
And a lot of other places.
从远处看就是这样。
This is a view from far distance.
我想我这应该停在这里了。
I think I need to stop here.
我觉得实在是在神的恩典的里面。
It's truly in the grace of the Lord.
诗篇二十七篇有一句话。
Psalm 27 said,
有一件事我曾求耶和华。
One thing I asked of the Lord.
我人要寻求，就是一生一世在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美。
This is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days.
在他的殿里面求问。
To gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我。
For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling.
在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。
He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock.
将我高举在磐石上。
Then my heart will be exalted above the enemies who surround me.
现在我得以昂首高过四面的仇敌。
At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shout of joy.
我要在他的帐里欢然的献祭。
I will sing and make music to the Lord.
我要歌唱，要歌颂耶和华。Okay.